Hello and welcome to another episode of the EFICO podcast, our community of learners who are hungry to be more effective at what they do and to improve the productivity and results of their teams and organizations. My name is Omagbiche Barrow and I am your online EFICO. In our increasingly volatile, uncertain, complex and ambiguous world and workplace, line manager capability stands out as a critical success factor for any organization seeking to achieve sustainable competitive advantage. Our managers need to be agile to add value to our organizations. Managers at all levels need to possess certain critical skills and abilities if they are to understand the organization's strategy, translate it into action, and manage the organization's resources towards achieving its strategy. Let's take a short break to get a word from our sponsors, the e-paper vendor, and when we come back, we will explore this subject of agile managers a bit more and identify some of the skills that managers require to be more agile.
Is that your score on your promotion exam?
No, but if I can save 83% of the cost of newspapers, I imagine I will get a promotion.
How? By not buying newspapers for the office anymore?
No, by switching to the full digital version from the e-paper vendor. It costs up to 83% less and gives you even greater value.
So I can switch my entire organization to the e-paper vendor?
It's simple. Call the e-paper vendor on 0703-769-9479 or visit www.bebetterbooks.biz to enjoy the huge cost savings on your favorite Nigerian newspapers.
It's unbelievable, but true. I am switching to the e-paper vendor.
Welcome back. Organizations in these times require an intrapreneurial workforce that is agile and resilient. And our research and experience suggests a number of important capabilities that managers should have to demonstrate and to foster agility. The first are the skills for performance management. You see, as more people work from home, and as organizations adopt a variety of hybrid work designs, managers need to be equipped more than ever with the skills for setting clear performance expectations, tracking and measuring performance, appraising performance, and of course, improving performance. Secondly, are the skills for creativity and innovation. You see, to cope with the rapid pace of innovation in the competitive space, organizations need to create and sustain the DNA of innovation. And this effort needs to be led by managers who themselves can demonstrate and foster the skills for creativity, innovation, and creative problem solving. Thirdly, is about the skills for leading change. Organizations that desire to be on the right side of change must build the capabilities of their managers to develop and implement change management plans that will carry people along, minimize resistance, and increase acceptance and buy-in into organizational change initiatives. Then you have business acumen skills. You see, your managers cannot be intrapreneurial if they do not understand how the organization develops and implements competitive strategies, how the organization creates and uses a business model, or how the organization manages and analyzes financial information for effective decision making. A very important group of skills that managers need, we refer to as the line manager's toolkit. Management is both an art and a science. And the science of management is built around 7 core managerial skills of planning, organizing, staffing, delegating, supervising, monitoring, and reporting. Each of these skills is enabled by several tools that are an essential part of every line manager's toolkit. Very importantly, too, managers need to build their skills in the area of training, design, and delivery. And I'll tell you why. You see, as organizations recognize the importance of employee learning and development, managers need to be active participants in the design and delivery of training interventions. Now, this not only ensures that training investments are cost-effective and scalable, but it also enhances the level of learning transfer and application because of the nuanced context that internal faculty bring to employee training. Closely related to the skills for training, design, and delivery are the skills for coaching and mentoring. Our managers need to pay attention to supporting their employees to achieve higher levels of performance by firstly replicating themselves in others, what we call mentoring, and secondly, by supporting the self-actualization of the people around them, what we refer to as coaching. Finally, decision-making. Agile managers need to be able to take effective decisions, to do so quickly, and to galvanize their team members and colleagues in a collaborative manner to use effective decision-making process to improve the quality of their decisions. They also need to be able to communicate their decisions, evaluate the impact of the decisions, manage the consequences of these decisions, and learn the important lessons for the future based on the decisions that they have made. So here we have it, 8 essential skills that managers need to remain agile, resilient, and battle-ready in the new world of work. The question now is, how do you and the managers in your organization stack up against these capabilities? Which of these capabilities are areas of strength, and where do you have gaps that exist? Most importantly, what are you going to do to hone these strengths and bridge the gaps? And what is your clear plan of action to become better in these areas? That's a whole lot for you to think about and to act on. If you have enjoyed this episode of the EFICO podcast and you would like to keep listening and learning with us, please subscribe on this platform or on any other platform like Apple, Amazon, Google, Podbean, Spotify, and others where you listen to your podcasts. Remember, there is no need to keep this a secret, so please share the love with your family, your friends, and your colleagues. Until next time, my name is Omagbishe Barrow, and I am your online EFICO.